From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. The White House is working to clear the release of a secret Republican memo alleging FBI bias against President Donald Trump, disregarding a warning from the top U.S. law enforcement agency. The Senate's number three Republican, John Thune, urged his colleagues to allow the Senate Intelligence Committee to review the document and to heed the FBI's concerns before making it public. The top Democrat in the U.S. House of Representatives has called for the removal of the Republican chairman, Devin Nunes, saying he had acted dishonestly in altering a memo about the Russia probe. U.S. Special Envoy on North Korea Joseph Yoon said the United States was seeking a peaceful resolution of the North Korean crisis.
Our policy is very much for peaceful resolution of the North Korean nuclear crisis. We've said it over and over again. What we want to see is a dialogue.
However, Yoon said on Thursday, all options remain on the table for solving the nuclear standoff with Pyongyang. Poland's Senate has backed legislation regulating Holocaust speech that has sparked a diplomatic dispute with Israel. Russell Stone is professor emeritus at the American University Center for Israel Studies.
It appears that what the Polish government was trying to do was to cleanse the image that Poland was in some way complicit.
The bill calls for up to 3 years in prison for any intentional attempt to falsely attribute the crimes of Nazi Germany to the Polish state or Polish people. Follow Voice of America on social media for pictures, video stories, and more. This is VOA News. Lee Young-hee, the UN Special Rapporteur on the human rights situation in Myanmar, reiterated Thursday the need for a fact-finding mission to investigate alleged massacres in the country.
So this is something that needs to be investigated, and this is why we've called for a fact-finding mission and access to the fact-finding mission and the access for international media.
The Associated Press confirmed more than five previously unreported mass graves through multiple interviews with more than two dozen survivors in Bangladesh refugee camps and through time-stamped cell phone videos. Two Reuters journalists accused of violating the country's Official Secrets Act were denied bail Thursday by a district court. One of the journalists, Juan Lone, described the hearings.
During the court hearings, the witness police officers gave totally different information of what really happened and what they said in the courtroom.
Wallone and Jasa U had worked on Reuters coverage of the crisis in Myanmar's Rakhine State, where an army crackdown on insurgents triggered the flight of Rohingya Muslims to Bangladesh. Hong Kong bomb disposal officers defused a second wartime bomb in a week Thursday, 24 hours after it was discovered by a worker at a construction site. Bomb disposal officer Alec McWhirter said it was a dangerous situation.
And because of the nature of the firing mechanisms, the fuses, one of which we couldn't even see, it was extremely dangerous for the officers who were engaged in the disposal operation.
The 450-kilogram American-produced bomb dating back to the Second World War was discovered Wednesday morning, forcing more than 4,000 people to be evacuated from the Wan Chai area. 28 Russian athletes banned from the Olympics over the Sochi doping scandal have had their cases cleared, raising questions over how this affects Team Russia's exclusion from the Pyeongchang Winter Games. Matthew Laritonda explains.
It's not yet known whether the 28 cleared athletes will be allowed to compete in Pyeongchang now, but the incident certainly raises questions over how the Sochi scandal was handled. The so-called Olympic athletes from Russia have their own uniform. They just can't march under their national flag.
And U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson begins a six-day trip through Latin America Thursday. He's expected to rally the region's governments in pressing democratic reforms in Venezuela. Tillerson will visit Mexico, Argentina, Peru, and Colombia with a final stop in Jamaica on February 7th. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.